USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump blamed radical left Democratic governors and mayors for unrest that is continuing in cities across the country. Rochester, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Portland, all had bad nights, all weekly run by radical left Democrat governors and mayors, Trump tweeted. Get the picture? In Brooklyn, five people were shot late Sunday night, including a six-year-old boy, during an outdoor celebration. Meanwhile, in Rochester, New York, police arrested 11 people and three police officers were injured after protests turned violent for the third night in a row. And in Portland, Oregon, protests continued, hitting the 100th day of unrest since demonstrations began following the death of George Floyd back in May. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said, "Secure your streets. It is incumbent on Democrats and their mayors to step up." This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A bill addressing the looting problems around the country at protest has been introduced, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Indiana Congressman Jim Banks is proposing a bill that would prevent people convicted of a federal crime during a protest from receiving federal employment assistance. He's introducing the Support Peaceful Protest Act, which would also require convicted protesters to pay for the cost of federal policing of a demonstration. The Republican congressman saying it would strip rioters of enhanced federal benefits like unemployment money from the CARES Act passed into law to help Americans amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny is no longer in a medically induced coma, and his condition is improving, according to German doctors, more than 2 weeks after they said he was poisoned with a nerve agent deployed by the Soviet military during the Cold War. Pressure has mounted on the Russian government to explain how one of its fiercest critics became sickened with a military-grade neurotoxin. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A federal judge has ordered the U.S. Census Bureau for the time being to stop following a plan that would have it winding down its operations in order to finish the 2020 census at the end of September. The federal judge in San Jose issued a temporary restraining order against the Bureau and the Commerce Department, which oversees the agency. The order stops the Census Bureau from winding down their operations until a court hearing is held on September 17th. The once-in-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident helps determine how $1.5 trillion and federal funding is distributed and how many congressional seats each state gets in a process known as apportionment. Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, have repaid $2.4 million of public money that was used to refurbish their residence on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Harry and Meghan had been living in Los Angeles since March, and they recently signed a deal with Netflix to produce a number of films, children's programming, and documentaries. The refurbishment of their British residence, Frogmore Cottage, became one of the main points of criticism when the couple decided to quit as frontline royals earlier this year. Some critics accused them of wanting to escape the royal duties while keeping the benefits, specifically living at the historic residence after it had been renovated with British taxpayers' money. And the contribution that fully covered the necessary renovation cost of the cottage was repaid to the sovereign grant, which is money generated by a vast state-run property empire. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.